Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tamara Frankel, a professor of law at Boston University Law School and a faculty fellow at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at the Harvard Law School. For over 30 years, I've been teaching and writing about the laws concerning business and finance system in the United States and abroad. These include laws governing private trusts, corporations, the securities markets, insurance and banking, laws governing investment management, such as mutual funds and pension funds. One concern runs across all these laws, that is the concern about public trust in the system and in the people who manage other people's money. In this discussion series, we will study trusting relationships in the law and in economics, business, and finance. We will not deal with trusting in political or intimate relationships, although analogies will not be far behind. At some point, everything is related to everything else. What relationships do we deal with? We said those with financial consequences. These include relationships with partners, with investment advisors, and with banks. Not all relationships are of the same importance, and not all are supported by the law. We shall examine those that are legally protected and try to find the reasons why they are protected. The business relationships that we consider deal with future behavior, promises, and keeping promises. Would anyone trade with anyone else or engage a lawyer or a money manager without information about how these parties will behave in the future? Do all relationships require trusting? Do all these relationships require the same degree of trusting? What determines the necessary degree? One main purpose of this discussion series is to understand the law. And to do that, we not only study the law, which we will do in the last session, the longest one. In all other sessions, we draw on different disciplines, such as sociology, psychology, economics, and business management. Law responds to problems. Problems are defined in many ways, depending on the environment and on our norms of behavior, on what we consider right and wrong. Both the environment and our norms can be better understood by drawing on other disciplines. Psychology helps understand the law that regulates human nature and people's interaction. Economics and business management help understand the law regulating corporations and the operation of the business system. The study of the financial markets and the financial institutions explains the law regulating the financial system. Law also responds to changes in the environment, and some problems arise or become more serious with changes in the environment. For example, the rise of the internet. While I can examine other people's face and body language, and that helps me decide what kind of person he or she is, on the internet I cannot do so. Understanding changes in the environment helps understand changes in the law. Here is how we will organize the materials and what we will study. We will start with the definition of trust and non-trust relationships. The definition is necessary so that we all speak the same language. We have read our definitions. In the assigned materials, you've read other definitions and may have other definitions in mind. That's fine. But if you do speak about some other kinds of trust, you ought to be explicit and define what you mean by the term. That will make it easier to communicate. After the definition, we will adopt the method of understanding trust and non-trust. We will study its benefits, its costs, and its risks. Trust and non-trust are not either black or white. With very few exceptions, we have a bit of each in our relationships with others. But to think about the issues that this subject poses, we will separate them and treat them as conflicting with each other. After discussing benefits, costs, and risks of trusting, we will analyze how cultures, the markets, the customs can reduce the costs and risks and enhance their benefits. We will also discuss assumptions about human nature, and we will examine the assumptions throughout the discussion series. One can argue that in many cultures, trust in individuals is weak, but is shifted to trust in institutions. For example, it seems that Americans trust their banks more than they trust their bankers. Americans trust their mutual funds more than they trust money managers. We will see how such shift in focus of trusting may reduce costs and risks of trust relationships and enhance their benefits. You are invited to express your own opinions and give your own reasons. That would enrich our discussions and our learning. Finally, we will evaluate the law, its role in reducing risks of some trust relationships. We do not have the time to examine how different legal systems deal with this issue, but we will touch briefly upon two main global systems. The common law system that is practiced in most of the United States and England and other countries, and the civil law system that is practiced in most of Europe, in Japan, and in other countries. We will draw very broad brush differences between them as well as the similarities. A point of this information is to show that these systems address and how they address the problem of trusting and support in one way or another.